First, the Democratic Party announced today that it will postpone the 2020 Democratic National Convention because of concerns about the COVID-19 outbreak. Milwaukee is scheduled to host the event. It was originally going to be the week of July 13th. It's now slated for the week of August 17th. Our next guest joins us to talk about that decision. Joe Salmanis is CEO of the 2020 Democratic National Convention. Joe, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Joe, I'm sure it's a tough decision to make. How did you and your colleagues come to this decision?
Well, over the past couple of weeks, you know, I think like so many people do, you know, planning events like this, we've really been guided by what is in the best interest of the health and the safety of the people of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, as well as the many people that we were, you know, planning to bring to the city. And we'll continue to be guided by what's in the best interest of the public health generally. But, you know, we wanted to do our best to try and, host an event in Milwaukee that we had envisioned a year ago. And so when we started to think about the possibility of moving the date, we reached out to all of the different venues and hotels and Pfizer Forum and others that we would need in order to be able to pull this off. And we realized that August 17th was a week that would also work, interestingly enough. And so we just made the decision that first and foremost, we would move it a month in the hopes that we are, further away from the center of this thing, which remains to be seen. But at a minimum, it would give us one more month to navigate this complicated public health landscape, and also to bring this event to fruition in the way we had originally planned.
Yeah, mid-August sounds, depending on your mood and who you talk to, optimistic or pessimistic. Are you working on contingency plans if it turns out that we're still in the middle of this thing in mid-August?
Sure. So we'll continue to do that work, and we'll continue to try to answer some of the questions that we just don't know the answers to today. How many people will come, and what will it look like? Some of that will be driven by public health guidelines. Some of it will be driven by people's individual decisions about whether they want to travel then. But at a minimum, right, we felt like pushing this back a month, it strengthened our hand in terms of bringing about the event that we had originally envisioned, which is, driven by our desire to have maximum impact for our candidate, our ultimate Democratic nominee, but also really to bring the eyes of the world to Milwaukee, to see what we've really come to know and love over the course of the last year.
Now, a major party convention like this, Democratic or Republican, it's known for its cheering crowds of people in one space. Are you thinking about social distancing measures for this convention if and when it happens in a physical way? Are we going to have not those throngs, but socially distant people, sort of in the same space, but arm's length from each other?
I think, again, a lot of that is going to be driven by where we think we're able to be based on public health guidelines then. But, what I would say is that we're also guided by the desire to make sure that this experience is as impactful as it can be. And also, sort of true to the times, right? This may be the direction we're going in for much longer than any of us realize. And so it may be that what we're able to do over the course of those days is kind of lean into the ability to lift up the stories of people in Wisconsin, some of the healthcare and economic challenges that they will inevitably have been struggling with, made worse by the current situation we find ourselves in. We'll bring as many people together as makes sense and as is responsible. But we will absolutely use it as an opportunity to be respectful and mindful of the times we find ourselves in and also the place that we are really fortunate to find ourselves in.
Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Joe Salmanis is the CEO of the 2020 Democratic National Convention. He joined us to talk about the decision to push back the DNC from July to August amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The convention is scheduled to take place in Milwaukee this election year.